how do you start to harness the power of coincidence? And in the book, Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire, I talk about 7 steps to that and actually give people affirmations. But the first step is, how do you learn to see the universe as an extension of your own self, as your extended body, because it is. You know, the earth is your body. Your body is made out of recycled dust. The rivers and the waters are your body fluids. The trees are your lungs. The air is your breath. How do you start to have an intimate relationship and with your environment, with other people, with animals, with plants? So that's the first step that I teach in the book. The second is, how do you learn from the mirror of relationship? Because those that we are attracted to and those that we are repelled by are both projections of our own self. They're mirrors of our own self. We are attracted to those people in whom we find traits that we have but want more of.
Mm-hmm.
We are repelled by those people in whom we have traits that we deny in ourselves. We all have shadows, and if you don't have a shadow, then you must be standing in the darkness. So it is important to confront those shadows, to embrace those shadows, and to recognize that to have certain weaknesses is not to be flawed, but to be complete. So you're not judgmental about yourself, you're not judgmental about others as well, and when you have that absence of judgment, then you invite the flow of spirit or consciousness to participate in that synchronicity. The third step is to learn from your internal dialogue. If your internal dialogue comes from your ego, it's always seeking for approval, it is scared of criticism, it responds to flattery, it wants to control. On the other hand, if your internal dialogue is coming from your spirit or your soul, then it feels neither superior nor inferior. It is immune to flattery and to criticism. And there is no fear, because the fear comes from the ego. The fifth step is to learn how to go beyond emotional turbulence. Because as long as you have anger and resentment and grievances and hostility and fear and guilt and depression, you are going to overshadow the field of spirit, which connects everything with everything else. How do you learn to observe your own emotions? You know, there's a saying in Indian philosophy that the highest form of human intelligence is the ability to observe your emotions without manipulating them. How do you observe them? How do you label them? How do you express them? How do you share them? How do you celebrate the sharing? How do you release them through ritual? And how do you move on? That's the next step. And then the next step after that is, how do you embrace both the masculine and the feminine in your own being? Can you be a man and still have the qualities for appreciation of beauty and intuition and creativity and tenderness and affection and love and compassion? Can you be a woman and have the qualities of strength and decisiveness and you know, the ability to go and do things? It is the harmony of the masculine and the feminine that creates the synchronicity of the universe. So embrace the yin and the yang, the masculine and the feminine. In the book, I also deal with teaching people how to embrace their archetypal or higher energies, because all of us have a relationship with those archetypal energies. And, you know, they symbolically may be represented to us in the form of people that we admire, the heroes and the heroines of our life, mm-hmm. or of legend or mythology or religion. And I teach in the book how to invite those archetypes to express themselves through you. Invite Buddha, invite Jesus Christ, invite Mother Teresa to come and express themselves through you. And also in the book, I talk about how to actually begin to harness coincidences by paying attention to them, by asking yourself, what do they mean, by looking out for the answers in the form of encounters, relationships, events. These are all hints. You know, even if you close your eyes and just listen to all the sounds in your environment, then later on you'll see that you'll hear something that reminds you of your, of that sound. If you pick a color today and you notice it, later on you'll see that that color will start to be appearing more in your consciousness.
Yes.
And will relate to something that you're thinking about.